Good morning and welcome to Thermagella. I am Helen Melbourne. I'm sitting here at the, what's that called? What's the name of this place?
Grand Hyatt.
Oh, the Grand Hyatt in Bali with my daughter, Alexandra Lee, who is a Thermi user. And we're going to be chatting to her about thermomixers and how they impact her life. Welcome, Alex.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here on the potty today and looking forward to a chat.
Good job. Well done. How long have you had a Thermomix?
I got one for my 30th birthday. So I've had it for 7 years, but 8 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. 8 glorious years.
And what did you think when it was gifted to you? Were you thinking, holy shit?
Well, I didn't actually really know what it was when it was gifted to me from my mother-in-law. And I just had a play with it, mucked around, obviously Googled, Pinterest, and was just never looked back.
And that's Team 5?
A Team 5, yes, correct.
Yeah, yeah. And then you and I had the conversation how I need to Thermomix, and I said, no, I don't.
Yes, I said, these things are unreal, you'll love it. And you said, no, I like cooking the old-fashioned way, I'm old school. And I said, yeah, but you can do so. You can still cook the old-fashioned way, but you just cook way more things in there, things that you wouldn't normally cook. And everything tastes better.
And you were right.
Oh, of course, I'm always right.
And then you bought a TM6?
Yes. I actually upgraded and got the cook key, so it made your TM5 be like a TM6. And then they bought out the TM6. And did I upgrade that with you?
I think so.
Yeah, I think you upgraded me. Yeah.
That would have been the time that I joined as a consultant.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah. Have you ever thought about being a consultant?
No. No, I have not. I've been asked many a times and I just don't want to have to deal with doing all of that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And especially before COVID, because before COVID you weren't allowed to do online demos. You could only do in real life demos.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I personally find those a little bit hard to do because people are busy and they don't want you in their bloody house. They don't want everyone else in the house. They've got to get sorted out and then they feel like there's pressure to buy and all that stuff. So that I feel like the online ones, for me, because I live in the middle of nowhere, they work better for me and then people can just get it over and done within half an hour. And generally, if they're rocking up to a demo or they're going to go to that much trouble, they're interested in a Thermomix anyway.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You either know that you want one or you're just generally not interested because a lot of the time people go, no, I don't want one because they don't understand how they work or they're afraid to use them or they don't know what they can do. Because how many people do you talk to that have Thermomixes and they go, I just cut onions up in it.
Yeah, make custard.
Yeah, not even that. They just don't use it. I'm like, do that in your Thermi.
Yeah.
Why are you mixing that by hand? What do you need Thermomix? You get. Well, I don't know what to do. It's like, well, Google it.
Yeah, well.
ChatGPT, it's not that hard.
Well, even Cookie Doo.
Yes. Yeah. Honestly, my 10-year-old can use it.
Yeah. And Eddie gets around that, doesn't he?
Yeah, he loves it. Makes brownies and cookies, like probably mostly sweet things. Mac and cheese. Yeah, there's lots of recipes that Eddie likes and it's good to help him get involved in the kitchen. Which generally, I don't love kids in the kitchen, but I'm like, he tends to sit there and says, Mum, I'm hungry. Can you get me something to eat? And so this is good to be teaching him how to cook and be independent.
And this helps with his reading.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, understanding of how things weigh and how that works.
Yeah.
What ingredients go into a cake or into mac and cheese or
into the biscuits? Yeah,
butter chicken, that's a good one.
Yeah. I have 4 children. Alex is the eldest. So she's lucky enough to have 2 of the other children come visit her all the time. So Matthew and Nicola.
Yeah.
And do they use your Thermomixes when they're there?
Yes. Yeah, all the time. Yeah.
So they get a job of cooking food, dinner sometimes?
Oh, no. They don't. I wouldn't say they cook dinner. That's a fair statement.
Okay.
No, they use it for the stuff for themselves. So Nicola, pardon me, used to make a smoothie bowl. So she'd get frozen fruit, put a bit of yogurt in it, and then just blend it and then put granola or Nutella and strawberries on top of it. But that was a big thing in our house, the smoothie bowls. And then what does Matt cook? Oh, he loves cooking pancakes. He likes butter chicken. He uses it a fair bit. Steams veggies.
What did Matt the other day ring and asked you for something? No, he asked me, how does he cook something in the Thermomix? What was that?
Butter chicken. No?
No, it was something else. Remember I was getting my nails done?
Yeah.
Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Anyway, it was a good recipe. The other day I got home late from work and Krita had used the Thermomix to chop up vegetables, kind of like a chunky veggie rice, and then we just steamed them. And
yeah. You steam them in the Broma?
No, I just steam them in the basket because there's only three of us at the moment, but you could if you had more
people
to feed or a bigger quantity, you'd steam it in the Varoma.
Because you can put the veggies in your bowl, in the basket in the bowl, and then the Varoma on top, and you could steam your fish on the top if you wanted to.
Yeah, but who's eating fish?
People that like fish?
Ew.
I was going to say the fish juices would knock down.
You would say that.
Run down into the veggies so they taste good.
You would say that. No, Critter's made a chocolate cake in there as well for my birthday 1 year. But he likes the idea as well that he just, because he usually cleans up, so it's just chuck the bowl into the dishwasher.
The end.
Bugger all mess.
Yeah.
And it's quick and easy. We can cook rice or something and just be sitting on the couch watching TV, or when Eddie was little, you'd put him in the shower or, you know, wash up, there's always something to be doing. So it's good that you just do what you've got to do on the Thermomix and then come back. It's cooking away, then you're doing other jobs and then, or just, hell, sitting and relaxing, waiting for the Thermomix to bing.
Yeah. And you've got two Thermomixes. Do you use those at the same time?
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah.
So sometimes. If you're doing dinner, would you do rice in one and then?
Yeah.
Like a.
Yeah, because once when I first got one, I thought, oh, this thing's great. But then you make curries or like sometimes we make wraps as well. They're delicious, but the bowl gets dirty and then you need to be using, as the more you use it, you soon see why people have two, because you're like, oh, well, I can be making this as well because that's really easy to make. But the Thermomix is cooking something, so I need another Thermomix so I can make like naan bread to go with the butter chicken.
Yeah.
Something like that, or steaming fish to go fish and making soft tacos. Like
the banana peels.
Yeah. So there's definitely a call to have two.
Yeah.
And of course the extra bowls that you get with it.
Yeah, well I'm not sure whether they're gonna be a thing in the future, sadly.
Extra bowls.
Yeah. I'm not sure whether Thermomix are gonna continue with gift with purchase options. So I don't know. Don't quote me on that.
But you can just buy one.
Yeah.
Just take yours from your house.
Nah.
I'm 7 hours away from you. You're like, where's my bowl? Like, I don't know.
You'll be sending a photo of it in my car. Oh, sorry, Mum. I accidentally picked up your bowl.
Oh, shit. This slipped in. Don't know how that got there. Yeah, I'll post it back.
I'll meet you at West Wyalong.
Yeah.
And of course, now you've got a 7 as well. And so you take your 6 in your caravan?
Yes.
And how do you go with power? Like when you just go to a caravan park, you've got power, obviously. But when you're unpowered, do you use a generator?
Yeah, just to, start the Jenny up and she goes.
And do you use a generator for your electricity, like your lights and stuff, or is it?
No, we have solar on the van. But so we will turn the generator on for the kettle. Which I don't know why we have an electric kettle, but we do. But then we just use the generator for the Thermomix.
Yeah, okay. And you can use the Thermomix as a kettle.
Yes,
you can. You could take one thing out of your van and won't weigh as much.
Yeah, but I think I'll just get a gas kettle.
Oh, yeah, on the burner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's a whole different story. That's another source part of my life I need to sort out.
And tell me, how do you strap in your TM6 when you go? Do you put in your car or in your van?
Oh, I've put it in the van.
It just sits in a bag. Have you got a bag, carry bag for it?
Honestly, you're not going to like this answer, but I just sit it on the
bed couch
in the corner and it kind of just sits there. But when we did the big trip up to Cairns, I put it under the bed. So we've got like a old milk crate and I just chuck it in that.
Yeah.
It just sits there because it's quite like it's sturdy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I probably shouldn't sit it on the couch when we're traveling.
Yeah, no seatbelt.
No, no. But there's usually other stuff shoved in and around it, a slab of beer next to it or.
As long as the beer doesn't fall.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah.
But... So your seven's going to be better for camping because it's got the flat base.
Yeah, it's not. It doesn't. Yeah.
So it can fit in a drawer or a cupboard.
Yes.
And then the bowl doesn't matter if it falls off.
Yeah.
When you put that on the pillow or something.
Yeah, you just chuck it on the bed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And when that second bowl for that machine comes out, that would be even better.
Yes.
Well, you can buy that bowl. I know. It's, you know, I'm the same. I've got the six and the seven on the bench and I keep going back to using the seven because I love the size of the screen and I love the fact that it goes put in ingredients 1, 2, 3, 4 before you have to hit next. That's one of my favourite things. And it goes ding when it goes in. I like that too and you get a tick.
The sound of achievement.
Yep.
Yeah. It is quite taxing having to keep pushing next. It's a hard life. Yeah. And then you've got to keep glancing like, oh, next, what's the ingredient? And then by the time you turn around to get whatever herb or spice, you're like, what was it again?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the seven's going to be really good for that.
It's just more streamlined.
Yeah. Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And everything, all the other cookie dough you've got just goes into your seven anyway, so you don't have to redo anything. You've just upgraded. And then you can sell one of your sixes if you wanted to.
Yes. I think I will sell a six because then I'll have... Well, that, yeah, that I've got three Thermomixes now.
Yeah, probably don't need three unless you want to just leave one in the van.
Yeah.
Well, no, I'm joking about that.
No, I did consider it, but then I'm going to have, what am I going to put in the van, the six or the seven?
No, well, you're not going to.
I'm going to want the seven every time.
Yep.
So if anyone's after a six.
Has it got an extra bowl?
Yeah. Yeah. No. Sorry. So it comes with one bowl.
Yeah. Yeah. And they make good money, don't they? Like the TM7's now $2,649 and you'll sell yours for between $1,500 and $1,800. And they're just like, your resale on them is amazing. I know people say it's a big investment to put that much money into one kitchen appliance, but it's not as though you're going to get $50 for it when you sell it.
No. I've seen people invest in way worse things.
Yeah. All right then. We're not going to go there.
Yeah. Chemtrail. Motorhome.
Dodgy cars. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Shampoos and conditioners that don't work. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. The $60 you spend at Macca's every weekend or which is shit food.
Or the terrible coffees you get in Bali.
Yeah.
Such a waste of your money. Well, I think that's going to do. Any, what's your favourite thing you cook?
Look, I don't know. I think that use it for so many different things. So sometimes I might not cook a meal like from cookie dough or woe to go. I might use it to do a lot of prep in it or do parts of recipes in it. And then because I like to freestyle cook a bit. So a bit like
manual cooking.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the seven's good because it's got the manual mode now. So you just click on that and you just go to manual mode.
Yeah, yeah. So
and the open cooking. You haven't done much open cooking
yet. No, I haven't. No, I haven't. But I'm looking forward to being able to do that because I hate cooking pasta.
Yeah.
Because you've got to get the pot out and boil it. And then I know that you could do it in the thermi or even in the thermi server. But I don't know. Then again, you know, you've got your spag bowl in one jug and then you need another one to cook the pasta. And then again, you need two bowls.
Yeah. Two thermomixes because you can't put both two bowls on one thermomix.
Yes, exactly. So if you want to have it all timed right as well.
Yeah, sometimes it's easier to get the saucepan out and chuck the pasta in that.
Yes, yeah. That was like, what was my point?
Yeah, that was your point.
Yeah,
yeah.
Thank you for that.
And any advice to anyone who's on the fence about buying a thermomix?
Oh, just get it. Just stop making life harder than it needs to be and just buy the thermomix. And if you can't afford a new one, buy a secondhand one. Like just get in there, start somewhere.
Well, we've got all the options for paying them off at $25 a week.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. So there's finance available as well. Or you can do easy three, so three payments over 3 months. At the moment they've got the joiners a consultant with $0 up front. So 4 thermomixes in 90 days. and keep your Thermomix for free. Plus, they're throwing in some steak knives. No, I'm kidding about steak knives. they're throwing in the TM7 cutter and cutter plus. So it's a cutter and a spiralizer. But yeah. So if you were to join Thermomix and you said, I'm going to do that, and you sell your first four Thermomix, you sell one Thermomix in 30 days, you get your $660 off the price of your Thermomix. Plus, you get the cutter and the carry bag to put your seven in. And then you sell the other three in the next 90 days and then you pay nothing.
90 days. How many months is that?
Three.
That's what I thought.
One of the ladies in our team, she's just done her four sales in a week and a half.
Oh, wow.
So if she keeps going, she'll just earn commission. But if she doesn't want to keep going, she just bails and take the money and run. Take the Thermomix, take the bag, take the spiralizer and off you go.
Yeah, wow. So she doesn't have to commit to being a consultant.
No, not at all. You can just go and do that and get the thing for free and then bugger off if you want to. But one of the good things about joining now is that you get your Thermomix now. So currently the wait time's delivery is October. So if you order now, you won't get your Thermomix till October. But if you join as a consultant, you'll get it now.
Oh.
So even if you join as a consultant and sold one, you still get $600 off your Thermomix and you get it now.
Yeah. And by the time you tell all your friends about it and they're like, come around my house for cocktails and snacks.
Yeah.
They'll be like, oh, this thing's awesome.
Yeah.
Sell them in no time.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Good. All right. Well, that'll do. Thanks, Al, for your time today. We better go back down so we can go to the pool and maybe have a little cup of tea or something.
Cocktail.
Yeah.
Yeah. Snack.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, thank you for having me. I thoroughly enjoyed this. And, yeah, if you need any more hints or tips or ideas, just let me know and I'll be more than happy to help. I might start my own podcast.
Good idea. All right. Thanks, mate.
Thank you. See ya. Thanks for listening.
The Bungalow Motel Gulgandra, pet-friendly, welcoming and full of country charm. Enjoy great service plus your choice of a free drink, grazing board or continental brekkie. Perfect for solo stays or book the entire motel for family reunions or private functions. Was a proud sponsor of Thermagella Podcasts. Arrive as strangers, leave as friends.